Some people often ask, why does it take so long to reopen an interstate or major roadway following a serious traffic accident? And why are such closures necessary? You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. I'll admit I'm often a little annoyed and puzzled when an interstate is shut down for 2, 3, or 4 hours after a serious crash. Now, many times it takes that long to clean up the mess left behind from, say, an overturned tractor trailer or tanker truck. Other times, there's not a lot of debris to clear out of the way, but the highway remains closed. And sometimes, that's because specially trained police officers are working to reconstruct what happened. Cincinnati Police Specialist Mike Flam is a crash reconstructionist, and he's been doing it for most of his 22-year career with the department. His job starts with analyzing the evidence and events.
They have a much more advanced understanding of the forces that are involved in the crashes, the speeds that are involved. Why exactly did this sequence of events occur versus a collision that may have involved a non-fatality or even a non-injury?
The Cincinnati Police Department has 8 officers who actively reconstruct crashes. The city usually does this for any accident involving fatalities or serious life-threatening injuries. Officers handle about 120 investigations a year. Flam says they have one chance to collect evidence, and some of it is only available right after an accident happens.
That's one of the reasons why it takes so long is I'm having to gather all this data, recall it, think about what I need, and plan ahead for how I'm going to handle the investigation, in which sometimes we make mistakes and we miss stuff. Thus, we got to go back to the scene and go try to collect the data we can or find another method for determining that same answer.
The Ohio State Highway Patrol has 14 reconstructionists located across the state who do the work full-time, and some other troopers can be called in to help. Lieutenant Christopher Ken is the crash reconstruction commander for the patrol in Columbus. He says there's not a checklist for what troopers do at a crash scene.
So the better we are at determining the causative factors of the crash, the more proactive we can be in trying to prevent future crashes from happening.
Technology is changing the field. In the past, officers were taking measurements with a measuring wheel or tape measurer. Now many departments are using the same laser and GPS equipment used by land surveyors. Officers also have access to better computers and software that even allow 3D modeling of a crash scene. And most vehicles are now equipped with event data recorders, or EDRs, that provide additional information.
We can explain the how the crash happened. Sometimes the why gets very difficult because you don't know why that driver decided to do that. But we do our best to try to paint that picture and be objective in our findings without speculating, but showing through the evidence at the scene, the information that we've uncovered, whether it's through the event data recorders or through detailed analysis of that crash scene, what the factors were that caused that crash.
Ken says the patrol does everything it can to reopen routes as soon as possible, because the longer a road is shut down, the more likely there will be other crashes in the backed up traffic.
We're trying to balance it of gathering the information we need with minimal impact to the motoring public, because we do want to get that road open, because all that's going to do is cause more crashes to happen the longer we keep a road closed. So we're very conscious about that.
Police Specialist Flam says they work hard to get it right.
We deal with truly innocent victims. This is more often, this is an everyday citizen that was on their way to work, on the way home from work, that's now deceased. People demand answers, and they have we have a responsibility to be able to provide them.
Once the data is collected, it can take several months for investigations to be completed, and in most cases, the reports are peer-reviewed before the findings are released. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.